The proposed budget for 2018 would make some major cuts to USDA programs. Devon Bailey, a professor of applied economics at Utah State University, says in those cuts, the safety net programs for farmers could see the most change.
Limiting crop insurance eligibility and minimizing the harvest price option for crop insurance. That could have some impact on just the safety net that's available to farmers.
The budget would apply to the agricultural industry across the United States, but those here in Utah could experience those effects as crop insurance has become more important.
Crop insurance has become more popular in the state, and so this may affect some of our farmers as far as maybe the amount of money they'll have to pay for crop insurance or the coverage that they get. That still remains to be seen.
Bailey says it appears the government wants to increase inspection fees for plants that produce meat, poultry, and eggs.
Economics would tell us that we'll have some impact at the margin on prices for plants where these inspections take place.
There is good news for professors and college students, especially Utah State University, which is the state's agricultural college. The funding for research programs has not been reduced in the president's proposed budget. Bailey says this is just a proposal and has not taken effect yet. This is just the start of the conversation about what details of the budget might or might not pass.
This is simply a proposal. Budgets do go through a lot of machinations and massaging before they become law.
Bailey says those who do not agree with certain aspects of the proposal can still make a difference.
Well, if they have any concerns, they should express those concerns to their congressional delegation at this point.
Details about the proposed changes can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.